KYW News Radio original podcasts.
There has been a lot of attention on the 2024 New Jersey Senate race, from the indictment of sitting Senator Bob Menendez to the impressive grassroots campaign of Democratic Congressman Andy Kim and the jumping into and then out of the race by First Lady Tammy Murphy. The race has definitely stayed in the headlines. But it is a lawsuit that was filed by Kim and a couple of other candidates that actually could have the most lasting impact on New Jersey politics. A judge sided with the candidate that the way the state designs its primary ballots, utilizing the practice known as the county line, was unconstitutional, and the judge ordered a redesign for the June 4th primary.
The line has been an arrow that has been used. It has been a hammer that has been used by party leaders for decades. And so we have a situation where you're taking that power away from party leadership.
That is Dr. Benjamin Dworkin. He is the director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship in Glassboro, New Jersey. And I'm Matt Leon. And on this episode of KYW News Radio In-Depth, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love, we talk with Dr. Dworkin about the significance of the line going away right now, just for this primary and just on the Democratic side, why it has proven so important over the years, and what the consequences of losing the line, both intended and unintended, could be. So let's start out. This idea, this county line system for ballots that has been the law forever in New Jersey, kind of explain it.
New Jersey, unlike virtually every other state in the nation, designs the ballot for a primary election where it's just Democrats voting for their Democratic nominee or Republicans voting for their Republican nominee. The design in New Jersey of that ballot is unique. What happens is that each of the 21 counties will designate who is their endorsed candidate. And then the ballot will give what is known as the line, a preferred ballot position to all the candidates that the county party organization endorsed. So if a Democratic county organization in Camden County said, we endorse Joe Biden and this person for Senate and this person for Congress, all the way down to dog catcher, all of those folks on the ballot will be listed in one line. And this really affects voter participation. And more specifically, it affects the voter who doesn't know who some of these people are. So most Democrats who go into a primary election, go into a voting booth, they know who Joe Biden is. If they're going to support that person, they're going to say, all right, I'm voting in the primary. Joe Biden should be the Democratic nominee. But most folks have no idea who their county commissioner is, much less their state legislators or even sometimes mayor and council. Therefore, by grouping them all together in one column, this draws the voter's attention. It helps the uninformed voter make a quote unquote informed choice. Well, this is who the party backs, so I'm going to back those folks too. Again, this is unique to New Jersey. Virtually every other state in the nation groups these candidates competing for their party's nomination right on top of each other. So it'll be Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, they're right on top of each other. In New Jersey, because we put them in columns, you'll have the endorsed candidate in one column and their opponent could be two or three columns away. And therefore, we have seen litigation about whether this is a fair process or not.
Yeah. And to that point, talk about this litigation. Now, specifically, what's grabbed the headlines, the lawsuit brought by Representative Andy Kim, who is running for Senate in New Jersey on the Democratic side. And I think there were also a couple of congressional candidates connected to this as well. What was the lawsuit saying and what was it trying to do?
So we have to set the context and understand the scene. What was happening is that U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, was indicted by the U.S. Attorney's Office, by the federal government, for charges of corruption. He is contesting those charges. At the same time, once that happened, a number of Democratic leaders in New Jersey said, we are done with Bob Menendez. We think he should resign. And they've moved on to say, well, who is going to run in this year? Because Bob Menendez was up this coming November. Who's going to be the Democratic nominee? Because we don't want to have Bob Menendez again. Two people really emerged. One was Congressman Andy Kim, representing virtually all of Burlington County and parts of Atlantic, parts of Monmouth and parts of Mercer County. Then you also had the First Lady of New Jersey, Tammy Murphy. She didn't have an elected position. She was prominent in certain circles. And what happened is that within a day or so of her announcing her candidacy, many of the strongest party leaders, those counties out of New Jersey's 21 counties that had the most Democrats, rallied to her side, said, we will favor her. Our county organization is going to favor her. Because New Jersey has the line, these kinds of party leader endorsements can have a significant impact over how voters cast their ballots and for whom they cast their ballots in a primary election. Andy Kim was going to win the line, the party endorsement in a handful of counties. Most of the largest counties in terms of Democratic turnout were going to go to Tammy Murphy. Andy Kim said, you know what? This is unfair. I have run on the line before. I have been okay with it in the past, but now I'm recognizing this is simply an unfair process. I think it violates the 14th Amendment and how everybody should be treated equally. And therefore, I'm going to sue it in federal court. I'm going to file a suit against the use of the line in the Democratic primary in federal court. Given the timing and how quickly things had to move, because we are talking about a June primary, people had to make decisions, ballots had to be designed by county clerks. The federal judge in this case made a relatively very quick decision. He had a hearing. He talked to folks. People went to trial. All of this happened very quickly, just over the span of a couple weeks. And the judge ruled that, Andy Kim, you're right. This is unconstitutional. And therefore, New Jersey, you cannot use the line in the June 2024 primary. This sent shockwaves throughout New Jersey politics. The line has been an arrow that has been used. It has been a hammer that has been used by party leaders for decades. And so we have a situation where you're taking that power away from party leadership. Now, we should just understand, as people debate the use of the line, it has been used for both good and not necessarily good reasons. But in terms of the just of the court case, the judge ruled that the Democrats can't use it. He later clarified that he was only speaking about the Democrats, and therefore the Republicans in New Jersey could have their primary in the beginning of June, and they could use the line. So this has created a new conflict, and therefore you see the Republicans are now being dragged into court to see whether, if it's unconstitutional for the Democrats, it should be unconstitutional for the Republicans. They didn't rule that way originally because Andy Kim's lawsuit only was against the Democratic, related to the Democratic ballots. So Republicans will probably, one assumes that the judge will say, yes, it's unconstitutional for Republicans too, and that we will have a June primary here in this state where the big race, one of the big races is going to be about who's going to be the next United States senator. Again, these are primary elections, but nobody is going to have the line because it simply won't be allowed to be used.
The idea that this is fluid, I would think eventually we will have, there will be universal. It might not be for this year, but I can't imagine it's going to be kind of out of whack like this where the Democrats don't do this, Republicans yeah. don't do it. And usually with these things, once they kind of start to unwind, it usually goes in one direction, no?
Yeah, I expect that as the Republicans engage in their own litigation about this, getting rid of the use of the line will apply to both parties, and that will make both parties uniform. The question is really what's going to happen in 2025, because there are those who defend the line, who believe it allows for party leadership to associate. These are effectively, we're talking about the right of association. This is the First Amendment. The Democrats have a right to decide how they run their election. And there are places that don't even have a primary. They just have a giant convention, a statewide convention. You can go to Virginia, for example. And so the constitutional argument that could be made to defend the line revolves around the First Amendment. And this is the right to associate with other people. And you're infringing on that right if you don't allow the Democrats and the Republicans to decide how their election is going to be run. There are, again, 14th Amendment constitutional questions about that. And that's what the people who are against the line are trying to propose. What I'm pointing out is that just even if it gets resolved for this June, doesn't mean it's going to be the exact same thing in another year when we have another primary. There is going to be litigation. The state legislative leadership on both sides of the aisle are arguing that this should be left to the elected officials of the state. We should be able to reconcile this. It shouldn't be determined by the courts. We're still, it is a bit fluid. And even if it resolves itself for this primary in 2024, it's unclear as to how it'll look in 2025.
We need to take a break on KYW News Radio In Depth. We will have more of our conversation with Ben Dworkin coming up. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. This new year, discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's return to our conversation on KYW News Radio In Depth with Dr. Ben Dworkin, director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship. Let's assume for a moment that the line goes away. When all the dust settles, the line goes away. How big is this in New Jersey politics? How much does this change the game? Because I've seen some headlines, now granted, on social media, so Andy Kim broke the Democratic machine. He broke its back. Where do you fall on this? If the line goes away, the impact this will have?
It's transformational. If the line goes away, it is a transformational change in how New Jersey politics gets done. For years, for decades, the awarding the line has been both a reward and a hammer on those who are in or out of favor with the party leadership. Party, and therefore, it certainly has been abused. At the same time, you know, what the political scientists in me will tell you is that party organizations want to back winners. And therefore, they are afraid of anybody from the outside, whether it's someone backed by a moneyed interest, whether it's a demagogue who simply has captured the public's attention, whether it's any upstart who might be too conservative or too liberal for a given district. Parties want to win. And so it has largely kept New Jerseyans conservative in terms of finding people they think can win in a district. We have not seen, as in other states, say, extremist elements of either party taking over the party. That hasn't happened here in large part because of, in part because of the use of the line. So you take that away. And what you have is that you have opened the gate. Now, a lot of folks instinctively as Americans are going to say, that's good. More democracy is good. Let everybody in. Let everybody compete. That's good. When you open the gate, you let everybody in. And they may or may not be good for your party brand, for your party's ability to lead and to govern and to have a working coalition. And so you could imagine, in an example, Donald Trump and the Trump version of the Republican Party has not taken particular hold in New Jersey. It has not voted for Donald Trump. Republicans who have been strongly endorsed by him have tended to lose. In part, this is because leadership said, we're not going to win by jumping on the MAGA bandwagon. There's certainly thousands of New Jersey Republicans who wear red hats and are part of that movement. But it has not really taken over the party, as you see in Michigan and other places around the country. Getting rid of the line allows that kind of mobilized group to effectively do it, because they are no longer, when it comes to who's going to represent the Republican Party, which is determined by these primary elections, you no longer have party leadership saying, no, you're too extreme. We're going to endorse these people and we're going to design the ballot so that it favors the people we endorsed. That kind of opportunity to keep away the extremists keeps away good ideas, keeps away outsiders who want it. In that sense, it's a bad thing, but it could also be a very negative thing if you suddenly have extremists being able to take over, whether it's somebody who is a Trump person in a county that didn't necessarily support Trump, but they can win the primary in a different way. They'll have a much better shot of doing it. Let me give you another hypothetical example. New Jersey has 564 municipalities. We have more towns per square mile than anywhere else in the country. Some of these towns are very, very small, a few thousand people. So let us say you're the mayor in the town, 10,000 people. There is a developer, let us imagine, who wants to build a large development on a piece of property. And you, as the mayor, ran on an agenda for saying, no, we don't want this. And now you have an enemy in this very well-financed developer. If the developer in a town that's effectively that small, it's not really about Democrats and Republicans, pretty much everybody is, let us say in this example, it's a very Democratic town. So winning the Democratic primary, in effect, is like winning the November election. The developer could run candidates, say, hey, I'm going to find people who support my development. But when you had the line, you'd have, say, the mayor endorsed by the county party already there on the line and having, therefore, that preferred ballot position in the primary, which draws a lot of attention and therefore a lot of support. And even if the developer gave his candidates that he's backing a lot of money, they would be shunted off the line. Now, without the line, they're just right on top of each other. Pick one of these two people for mayor. Pick three out of these six people for town council. And if they're all now listed in one column, let us say alphabetically, the developer has a much better chance of taking control of his candidates taking control. That kind of thing is just, which it could always happen. It could have happened. You could win off the line. It has been done. It's rare, but it's been done. And now you have a situation where one well-entrenched interest, whether it's a developer or a union or any other kind of business or special interest, can have a much better chance of trying to take over in a given municipality. That is, you know, when you open the gate, everybody comes in.
That's it for this episode of KYW News Radio In-Depth, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. You can listen to the podcast free anytime on the Odyssey app, and you can find it wherever you listen to your favorite shows. I'm Matt Leon, and we'll have another episode out soon.